chanting in the streets for the right to keep sweating. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. This proves again how America is the exact opposite of France. Here, the streets are filled with people demanding not to be on welfare. Next thing, immigrant students will demand tougher story problems.
I just work, go home, and I think I do the right thing.
At the Seattle demonstration, I met Gustavo, who paid a smuggler $300 to bring him north in 1988 and now works as a detailer for a construction company after making up a Social Security number.
You just made it up? Just a number.
But that's wrong. I mean, you know that's...
I know it's not legal, but we just want to work.
And work he does. He's so good, he says his boss sometimes has him check up on the legal work.
They're going to spend less money, they're going to make more money, and it's the way it works.
For a non-American, he has a pretty advanced understanding of American capitalism, doesn't he?
Aren't you being exploited?
I do always the hard work, and I like it. You know, I like to work for whatever I make.
How about that? Half the people listening right now want to kick this guy out, and the other half want his phone number. But the bottom line here is that Gustavo knows he's here illegally, and he knows that Congress has the right to make that a felony.
If this bill passes and they decide that you need to leave, what would you do?
I'll leave.
Without a fight?
Yeah.
And I wonder what's scarier, that the bill passes and 11 million illegals defy it, or that the bill passes and 11 million illegals obey it?